Randy, why don't you give us your recommendations, and then if we do this like we've done in the past, if there's any questions to by any commissioner about those roads, then we go look at them before we make the decision on it, right? And that's what we've done.
You can, we also have videos of these roads, so it's this first subdivision, basically the two roads I would recommend, which would actually serve the most people in there, would be the Summerbrook Lane and that portion of Mill Creek up to the next cul-de-sac. Now, both of these roads would require overlay work to make the drainage work. All of these roads in this subdivision basically lack the last 2 inches, and there are some subgrade issues within this subdivision. And we'd taken two portions of these roads in last year and have been working on them, and then we're fixing to pave them here pretty quick this spring. Willowbrook was one of them. We done curb work, subgrade work, completed all that, and then a portion of Mill Creek up to Willowbrook. And we'd replace curb, subgrade, and it's ready for the paving portion.
Dana, you want him to go through and just tell us?
Yeah, just I'd like to go down the list.
Let's just go down the list and give us, you don't have to give a description, just tell us which ones you want to
bring. Yeah, just give us your recommendation on it, and then we can go through if we got any questions. That's what I was trying to say a while ago.
Well, Mark's Summerbrook Lane, Mill Creek, and then I would go to the next subdivision, which the next subdivision, and this one we want to discuss, and that's at Holt Lake Drive, which is the other portion of main road to that subdivision. The other two, Hackberry Lane and Dove Court, them are minor cross streets within that subdivision. But Holt Lake Drive, circle it. The next subdivision is up in Emery Creek, and I would circle the Northview Drive Boulevard. This next subdivision highlighted is off of Historic 165, and that's called Pine Woods Village. And I would circle the Cedar Glade Drive, Pine Woods Village Drive, and Valley Stream Circle. Those three particular roads in there. The next subdivision highlighted is off of Sycamore Church Road, and that's the Horizon Hills portion of this subdivision, which Round Hill Road and the Shadowview Drive and Mesquite Drive, and all these roads pretty much interconnect. It's pretty much built out, this particular subdivision. Single roads I want to discuss, Blue Ridge and Reno Springs Estates Court. And that's the two single ones I would recommend under discussion. The rest of them, the possible Shenandoah Lane, which is right off East 76 out here by NEZ. It's a short gravel road, base road.
The Blue Ridge Drive one, Randy, it's been in discussion for years and years and years. As I serve on the sewer district and we're looking for routes, as a matter of fact, there's Great River Engineering is actually doing part of that, and HDR is supplying the plant. There may be a situation to where we'll be going right down the middle that Blue Ridge Drive, and if we do, it'll change the entire way we look at whether it takes it in for the county under a county easement or a sewer district easement. So I don't know, is this the steep part as it drops off the hill, Randy?
No, this is actually what they petitioned is the portion that's up on top where there's 4 or 5 residents, and then beyond that point, it drops off. And we
gave some, not stipulations, but some conditions. Have those all been met, do you know?
They actually would. I've been working with the residents out there, and we have one here.
We have both of them here. Is everything worked out?
Oh, there's one.
Hold on, Randy. Is everything worked out, guys? Is everything worked out?
We've got everything worked out.
Okay. Danny, I don't have a problem with taking care of it. And then whenever, if and when the sewer does do something, they've been waiting a long time. So I think we need to go ahead and get it taken care of. If they've met whatever we've told them to meet, which was some personal issues and some easement issues and some ownership issues, they've met all that, let's take care of it to that point. And then the sewer district, if and when, then that can all be changed then. Because we're not talking about spending a bunch of money. We're just going through grading it, fixing it up to where it's more drivable, and then the ruts are taken care of. So I don't think we should push them off again.
We've not been pushing them off.
Well, there's been, we've been waiting, both parties have been waiting on everything to work together to get this accomplished. So if they've met what we've asked them to do, then we need to fulfill it and take care of them.
There's the Blue Ridge Estate deal has been a big controversial road because it was petitioned as a long distance. Now we've got it down to cut down to where there's a portion on top that can be taken in. I have no problem with that. We just need to make sure that if we take it in, that we're not spending $15,000 or $20,000 that's going to be tore up within less than a year. That's my question.
Right.
Is the fact that we could petition it and fulfill the need? If you're just saying grade, it says here it's $15,000 to $20,000 to fix it right. But if we could just go in and grade the road, and then decide what the sewer district wants, I'm fine with that. But I don't want to spend $15,000 to $20,000 in the next year. As most people, when they take a county road in, they automatically want results. They automatically think it's our responsibility that they want it done. And as Randy would say, we can't get to that in that period of time because everybody can't be road
I'm pretty sure in talking with both parties, they'll be happy with it just being graded. Have you been down there?
I've been down there a lot of times.
That's what I mean. So I think they'd be happy with just minimal amount of work, getting it graded, getting the water flow issue taken care of, and it's not going to be $15,000.
If the sewer district decides, and they may not go that route. It's in engineering phase right now, survey and all that. But if they do go that way, well, then the consideration for the rest of the road could be taken into consideration. Also, even though we reach that grade issue when we get down so far. So I don't have a problem if we don't spend a bunch of money on it this next year. If you want to just go in and grade it and make it passable, and it's going to be a county road someday anyway, up to this point.
The basic plan on that was to do just that, fix the drainage, grade it, make it drivable. If these people were willing to leave the road as it lays right now, where it lays, and they'd done the survey work basically to do that and worked out them issues and providing a turnaround. So,
and the turnaround is just before you break the crown of the hill.
Yep. Correct.
And that was the main issue that we've been talking about for a long time was it a hammerhead or is it a cul-de-sac?
It's just a hammerhead. There wasn't room to do a cul-de-sac, and basically it was the only grade possible to put a turnaround at that point because beyond that, it really gets steep and it's very difficult to.
And this commission will honor the stipulations that we put on them and that they fulfilled. So I don't have any problem with that part of it. I just wanted to make it aware and make it part of the notes. I don't want to spend $15,000 to $20,000 of the county's money. And then the sewer district have to come in and tear it up. And after that process has taken place, it's going to be a lot better than it was prior to when they come in and expand the road surface and and the roughness of that thing. So, anyway, go on. We can go on down here to, you've got, how many miles do you have total, Randy, that you're recommending?
I haven't added up the miles, basically. It would be.
Well, another question I got. These roads, you're talking about grading these, Brandon?
What's that now?
The difference between a graded road and a chip and seal road and a hard surface road.
Yeah, normally you give us a pamphlet that tells us how many miles of hard surface, how many miles of
chip and seal,
how many miles of grade, which is, I mean, this is fine. I just, normally we have that in front of us. Do you have a problem with any of the roads that he wants to bring in?
I don't know. I haven't looked at them location-wise. I mean,
the only one I'm not familiar with would be the Reno Springs.
Okay, that one was petitioned a few years back, previous. That one's going to need a total rebuild. Basically, the surface is an old chip seal that's it's at the point it just needs to be scarfed up and redone totally. But
under your notes, it says the hold harmless and the research on retaining wall. Has that all been done?
No.
Well, then why?
Basically, it needs to be surveyed, and I wanted to bring that one in just to discuss that and have you guys look at that one. Basically, because it had been petitioned before, there's a retaining wall that may not be on the right of way, and it really needs a survey done to it to find out for sure that the cul-de-sac that's there is placed correctly. Other than that, basically, it's going to have to be totally redone, widened.
Where's this at?
Huh?
Where's it at?
It's up there off Reno Springs, and
it's Bear Creek. You go up to Bear Creek and take the first right up there, and that's a Reno Springs Road. It's about, what, 2 miles up there, Randy, or
It's about a mile and a half up to the road, and then it's a little short road subdivision.
Right.
I think there, it may be totally built out. I'm not for sure, but it's.
Are the petitioners, are they aware that when we scarfire those things that it's a better road when we're finished with it than they are beforehand? Because they come in, they expect chip and seal surface or something like that, and when they go in and you've got an old surface that's chip and sealed, it's hard to tell them that we're going to scarfire that thing up and it's going to actually tear the road up and mix the contents of the asphalt in with the base. And after that, after it makes a good surface, then in a year or two, you come back in and put a hard surface on it, either chip and seal or asphalt.
Now this one has a grade to it that, we'll have to perform that. Do all the subgrade work, scarf art, but it's going to have to wait till the next year before it can hit the seal list and everything because of the load we got. And that a lot of these roads, we have to phase them in over a period of time to be able to.
Is that road questionable for what I would like to do? And as we mentioned last week, these roads may not be taken in. We can take some of them in today. They may not be taken in until the commission looks at them with Randy and evaluation done at that point to where we want to say yes or no, or the dollar amount exceeds the amount of service to the people that's on the road. You know, we've taken in, I think we have a minimum in the road standards of 3 people on a road, residents. We also have other restrictions that keeps us from taking a road in. I would be concerned about the Reno Springs deal just from the notes that you've got.
This has a grade of 20% on it, the first hill.
The first hill does?
It does, and I know it's been petitioned before, but it's one that was either tabled or put a condition on that never got finished. So we either look at it and deny it or take it in or whatever you want to do, but
you had a check mark for discussion as far as I'm
concerned.
Well,
they repetitioned it, and so we need to look at that and see what you guys, because it is pretty well built out. It has 6 homes on it, and it it's not very long. That's the reason